You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. A lot of content had just been released this week, especially today. As of right now, the Sony's PlayStation 5 game showcase is going on currently, and it's still going on, and they had released some footage and some announcements. A Wolverine game that is interesting. Hopefully it's in the same universe as Spider-Man and the Avengers games. But I don't think we've ever had a Wolverine game to this magnitude. So it's going to be cool to see if they have X-Men in the game and like Sabretooth, his brother, and how it's going to look. Hopefully he has a suit in it as well. And it's a cool looking suit. As for the Spider-Man game, oh man, I'm so glad we're going to see Kraven. Like, a really good live-action Kraven. Video game Kraven. First of all, the voice acting sounds great. Miles is in the game. This is Spider-Man 2 I'm talking about now. Miles is in the game. Still, thankfully. Venom sounds, I'm gonna be honest with you, so a lot of times you'll hear Venom and you're like, it would be creepy to hear that, but this, the way that they have Venom sounding in this game, he actually is intimidating. Like, it's actually like, oh hell no, if I were to hear that, oh hell no, especially how they had him in the alley and he was just like, yes, we will. I'm like, what? Now, I did not expect them to cut off and have Venom finish Kraven's sentences. But I do think Kraven is the villain of this. But we're going to see Venom in this. But then Venom probably won't be the main guy. He won't be the main bad person until, villain until, I guess, the third game. Or he is the main villain in this game, and then in the next game it's Carnage. Or you can go even crazier. You have, imagine like a Kraven Venom. Like Venom, if Venom went on Kraven, what would happen? That's a boss. That is a boss. But the visuals sound great. I said the visuals sound great. Let that sink in, everybody. The visuals look great. The audio is amazing. And I don't even think they're fully done with the game. Yeah, that we knew that they were working on it for a while. But the pandemic kind of delayed the release of the game. And now it's probably going to come out before 2023. I honestly think we'll get it late 2022, in my opinion. Or if anything else, any other crazy things happen, 2023. But I do see them changing the original date since from 2023, if things look good. Then I see the Matrix 4 trailer and I'm like, oh my goodness, all of this pop culture stuff and content coming out in 1 week. I'm telling you, whenever a showcase or an announcements happen, you gotta be aware, because oh man, this is, especially when you didn't even know. Like, I'm sure some people knew like on the inside, but like a Wolverine game, it literally could be one of the coolest. It literally could be just as cool as the Spider-Man game in its own way, especially if they implement the X-Men. Matrix 4. I was confused by the thumbnail because it looked like, I was like, wait, is this John Wick 4? You mean? Because he looks more John Wicky than he does Neo. And I wonder if we're gonna get a John Wick teaser soon, but I don't know if they're done filming. Which is, both franchises are great. I'm so happy for Keanu Reeves, and I'm so glad that they're coming back with Matrix. I don't know if they're doing a fifth one, but obviously they're doing a fourth one. There's also apparently a rumor that we're gonna get the second No Way Home trailer before Venom Let There Be Carnage, and the trailer will be attached to Venom Let There Be Carnage. Now, this is kind of due to many different things. One, trying to like get marketing out there as much as possible. Two, Sony actually felt really comfortable about seeing the success of Shang-Chi during like times like these, and feeling more confident to bring Venom back to its original date, and feeling confident in releasing it only in theaters. And since a lot of these companies actually want to like only have their release in theaters, there, and it seems a little weird that Sony, only after a month and change after releasing the first trailer, would release a second trailer which would have distinctly different added footage. It does seem a little, does seem a little like, not overkill, but because we've been waiting for a long time for footage. But, and like, yeah, I guess, actually, never mind, because December is when the movie is released, so they honestly have a smaller window now to get a lot of marketing out for the movie. Yeah, I wonder how they would do that. Because another thing they could do, which doesn't seem likely, is they could even, and they've done it before, but only by a few days, they could bring the release date for No Way Home sooner rather than later, and then just only put out two trailers, a teaser trailer and a final trailer, and then attach it to Venom, and then just promote that and attach it to Mar. I doubt they'll do that, because knowing Sony, Sony is the type to kind of go a little overkill in the marketing and kind of reveal a lot in the trailers, semi too much. But I can, and but then again, since they're under Feige's watch, I don't know if they'll do that, because Feige is like, eh. And thankfully, Feige's there too, because now he's gonna add his genius brain into the mix. But as far as this marketing, and as far as this past week, and there's still, I'm sure I'm speaking now, and I'm probably making this episode a little too soon, because I bet you there's gonna be more announcements and more games shown at the panels and the showcase. But I'm hyped for Spider-Man 2, the PS4 game, five, jeez, PS5 game, and Wolverine. I just really have a good feeling about the Wolverine game. I really think it's gonna be cool. Cause think about it, you can't die, but they're gonna make it somehow where you can die. And think about like the characters that Wolverine has fought. They're likely gonna have Sabretooth in the game. Maybe his daughter will be in the game. Maybe Stryker will likely be in the game. I doubt there will be any like massive character presence there. For example, I doubt there's going to be like they could have a Magneto or something. But just those characters that really are in Wolverine's world, like the Strikers, obviously, the, I don't know, because they could essentially make it an adjacent X-Men game, just like live action, which they could do a lot of cool things with. But oof. Wow, this man didn't murk the whole bar. But hey. Yeah, so more announcements to come. God of War. That God of War. Oh, I thought it. I could be wrong. I think that was Thor in the trailer. But hey. I guess we'll see when the game comes out. We'll see when the games come out. And we'll see when these movies come out as well. We eating good here at Marvel. And Spider-Man fans. But I cannot wait to see these movies and play these games. If you enjoyed this episode or something resonated with you or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.